Research into a new drug to prevent seizures is in question as the Trump administration holds up grants to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's Tuesday, March 25th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang. We got a look at new fundraising numbers for Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates. And a northern Wisconsin community struggles with an issue that's slowing its efforts to replace lead pipes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be fully awake to your day with Wisconsin Today.
Hi, I'm Rob Ferret.
I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
Wisconsin Today is a great chance to bring people around the state together and realize we kind of all share the same neighborhood, even though we don't see each other.
And also attending to the news of the day in our state through that lens and understanding the world around us. That's really what I love about Wisconsin Today.
Wisconsin Today, weekday mornings at 9 on WPR News.
Epilepsy researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison say their work towards a new treatment has stalled because of federal funding uncertainty. Anna Mariani has more.
A drug that's already approved to treat rheumatoid arthritis could also prevent seizures, at least in mice. That's according to a study published last week by epilepsy researchers at UW-Madison. But they say they're stalled in advancing the research to humans. Neuroscience professor Avtar Rupra led the study. He says funding for further research in his lab is now uncertain. That's because actions by the Trump administration paused meetings for grant reviews at the National Institutes of Health.
At this burn rate of funds, we will be having to let people go within months.
Rupra says even a temporary pause in funding can have lasting impacts on science. He's hopeful the grants are reviewed soon, so research on the potential treatment can continue. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Business groups in Milwaukee, Madison, and Green Bay say their members are broadly continuing their diversity initiatives, but some said companies are rethinking what that work is called and how it's communicated. Economic development officials say those efforts are important to addressing Wisconsin's long-standing labor shortage. Those shortages could get worse amid projected population declines. Zach Brandon leads the Greater Madison Chamber of Commerce. He says diversity initiatives may take on a new name.
The race for talent and the global challenge for talent, if that's what you're trying to solve, then the work will continue, regardless of what it's called.
The change in messaging comes as President Donald Trump is working to dismantle federal diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Business groups say some of their shifts started before he took office. Wisconsin Supreme Court race has reached an unprecedented level of fundraising, with still a week to go before Election Day. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
Liberal candidate Susan Crawford and conservative candidate Brad Schimmel are both receiving millions funneled through state parties because there's no cap on what people can donate to the Wisconsin Democratic or Republican parties or what the parties can transfer to candidates. That's led to Crawford raising $17 million in just the last 6 weeks. She's previously been backed by figures like George Soros and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. And according to a recent filing report, the actor Kevin Bacon. Schimmel has benefited from at least $11 million in spending by groups backed by Elon Musk. And a recent report from the state Republican Party shows that Musk donated $2 million to them late last week. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, spending on the race has already topped $73 million. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican Senator Ron Johnson says, quote, "We have to thank Elon if conservative Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel wins on April 1st. Rich Kramer has more from the online chat between Elon Musk, Johnson, and Schimmel.
The forum was held Saturday on Elon Musk's social media platform X. The trio discussed judicial activists. Schimmel said Wisconsin conservatives are finally awake regarding the Supreme Court race. Throughout the chat, Johnson thanked Musk for financing Get Out the Vote efforts ahead of President Donald Trump's re-election in November and during Schimmel's campaign.
You know, if we do win it again, we have to thank Elon for all the support he's given this race. And I was really glad to see President Trump throw in his endorsement as well.
Musk and groups backed by him have spent millions attacking liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford. A statement from her campaign described Saturday's forum as Musk checking in with his $12 million investment. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, communities across Wisconsin are replacing lead pipes with help from federal funding. There's only one city in Wisconsin that isn't eligible for federal loan forgiveness, though. We'll learn why and what leaders are doing about it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We have your drive time covered with the best of NPR and WPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
All things considered. From NPR.
A report from the Labor Department this morning shows U.S. employers added 175,000.
The economy is the top issue for Wisconsin voters.
We are hearing border stories exploring.
And over the past few years, young voters in Wisconsin have turned out in high numbers.
Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Weekdays on WPR News.
Congress has provided billions of dollars to help communities remove lead pipes under the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. The funding will help water systems pay for those projects. Almost all of them can apply for forgivable loans where they don't have to pay back some of that money. But Superior's water utility is barred from doing so. Danielle Kading has more.
At a local brewery in Superior last year, President Joe Biden said Wisconsin was getting more than $1 billion to provide clean water and remove lead pipes. A crowd applauded as he said people would be able to drink water from their faucets without getting sick from lead exposure.
That's why we're going to eliminate every single lead pipe in America, and I promise you that. We got the money to do it now.
There's just one problem. Superior is the one place in the state that can't access federal loan forgiveness to remove lead pipes. That's because Superior is the only community in Wisconsin with a private water utility, and state law prevents privately owned water systems from having those loans forgiven. State lawmakers and city officials both want Superior residents to benefit from the money, but they're at odds over how to make that happen. Republican lawmakers introduced a bill to get rid of the restriction on private water utilities. The change would benefit Superior Water, Light, and Power Company, the private utility founded in 1889. At a city council meeting last month, Superior resident Shannon Johnson urged members to support the bill.
City of Superior needs to help their homeowners do this so that the burden is not 100% placed on us.
But the council didn't back the bill. Some local leaders would rather take over the utility. That's because they're frustrated that residents are paying some of the highest water rates in the state. Utility regulators approved an 11% rate hike last year. Superior Mayor Jim Payne says the city could borrow money to buy the utility instead.
All of those increased rates that they've been raising on us, we can just use that to pay for the bond.
Last year, local leaders lobbied for the change in state law. At this year's lobbying event in Madison, Superior City Council member Mark Johnson says he still thinks pushing for the change to state law is the better option for Superior.
I don't know that we will be able to get it done with the same efficiency and at the lowest cost that we can if we change this bill.
Superior Water, Light, and Power Company estimates it would cost residents an average of $10,000 per household to replace around 700 privately owned lead lines. The utility also needs to remove 3,700 lead lines that it owns. The utility's rates manager, Jossie Scandell, says they may be able to cut costs for residents in half or even more if they can access loan forgiveness.
So we'd be able to utilize those funds to help our customers really offset the cost that they would have to pay to replace their lead service lines.
But state environmental regulators say the average cost to replace lead pipes is roughly half that much. And Superior City Council member Jenny Van Sickle points out that the utility has been eligible to apply for low-interest loans from the state for a decade, and it hasn't done so. Van Sickle questions why a for-profit company should be allowed to compete with Wisconsin communities for federal funding at all.
They're the only company in the world selling Lake Superior water at an extraordinary profit.
In 2023, the Superior Water Utility made roughly $2 million in profits after expenses. But Superior City Council members point out that the company is owned by Duluth-based Elite. The multi-billion dollar company drew in $179 million in profits last year. The utility hopes to get the law changed by the end of June, which is the next deadline to apply for funds. Even if the bill passes, some local leaders say there's no guarantee the private water utility would be awarded that money, since it would be competing for those funds. There's also no guarantee that the Trump administration will provide federal funding. It's already paused some spending under the bipartisan infrastructure law for electric vehicles and climate-related projects. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And a quick check in weather before we let you go on this Tuesday. It'll be sunny up north and central with a few clouds more farther south today in the state. High temperatures will be near 40 in the northeast to upper 40s in the southwest. Tonight, though, there is a slight chance of sprinkles and flurries in the far southwest tonight. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang, and our solo producer today was Rob Menser. He produced the podcast all by himself today. What a guy. We'll be back again tomorrow in your podcast feeds with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Take care.